Montreal, travelers and the transportation sector at large have been rattled by the sudden ramp-up in tensions between Canada and India, but see no reason to rethink their overseas plans for now. Irvi Chawla, who works at Sahib Travel Agency in Brampton, Ont. says, people are a little scared, inundating her with questions about visas and flight availability. However, no signs of a dip in demand have emerged. People are asking if anything's going wrong or if flights will be cancelled, she said. People are worried. Should I make the booking or not? What about relations between India and Canada? Chawla continued, paraphrasing customers. We don't have any answers, because we don't know, but the flights are going. Some 212 one-way flights made the trip between India and Canada in August, according to aviation data firm Cirium, about 14% more than a year earlier. The increase comes after a bilateral deal in November that lifted the cap on plane trips from 35 per week for each country to an unlimited number. As the travel industry recovers from a devastating COVID-19 pandemic, University of Manitoba Transport Institute Director Barry Prentice says the spat would likely hurt operators only if it spirals out of control, since the pull of education and loved ones remains far stronger than the rhetoric of a diplomatic rift. It's obviously just political dueling going on, he said. It's an effort by the government of India to try to obfuscate the situation where they've been charged as having hit crews going out and dealing with people they don't like. Tensions flared after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday that Canadian intelligence services are investigating a potential link between India's government and the death of Sikh leader Hardeep Singh Nijjar in British Columbia in June. The Indian External Affairs Ministry deemed those claims absurd and motivated, and issued an advisory Wednesday warning Indian nationals and students in Canada to be cautious due to politically condoned hate crimes and criminal violence. Randeep Sarai, a Liberal MP representing Surrey Centre in BC, rejected the portrait of danger and discord painted by Indian officials. Canadians are very safe and any traveller that has been to Canada has been very safe, he told reporters in Ottawa. I have heard of no incident between any students or any disharmony of those that have been studying here. Asked whether Sikh Canadians and others who head to India should have safety concerns, he replied, I hope not, and I trust that Global Affairs will continue to work with India and make sure that any traveler that's going from here, Sikhs or otherwise, are safe and secure in India. For now, the urge to cross the ocean remains strong, and has had little impact on Canada's tourism industry in either direction. The motivation to visit friends and family outweighs any travel advisories. People will still do what they need to do or want to do, said Walt Judas, CEO of the Tourism Industry Association of BC. I believe they are reassured by other residents that Canada and British Columbia is very safe to travel to. India remains a small market for the tourism sector in Canada, and accounts for about 1-3% of leisure travelers who arrive in BC each year, Judas said. Most of those are here to study or see loved ones. The country is home to about 1.86 million Indo-Canadians, according to the 2021 census, on top of a small cohort of business people, he said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 20, 2023. Christopher Reynolds, The Canadian Press.